This is KERA News. I'm Dua Hli Saikau-Tau. Just in time for peak squash and okra season, the Dallas Farmers Market is debuting a major renovation. What's now called The Shed will house longtime sellers and new vendors. It's part of an ongoing $65 million transformation on the east side of downtown. Stephanie Ottinger drives more than an hour down from Gainesville to the Dallas Farmers Market to buy fruit and vegetables for a lot of people.
We don't have those options up there, so we come down, we pull our money, do a big buy, go home, separate it, and 12 families are fed for 2 weeks.
She says local produce, seasonal items are just better.
It's just fresh. And it's just better tasting. We love it.
She's been witnessing the makeover of this neighborhood, which when finished in 2 years, will have 7 stories of residential units above the market, kid zones, and new restaurants and artisan shops.
It's going to be a different downtown. I think it's going to be safer. I think it's just going to be wide open, and I think it's going to be more business downtown.
Overnight, farmers and vendors are moving into new spots just across from the old lot, says Travis Morgan, director of the Dallas Farmers Market.
What's neat about the new shed for the farmers is we have misters now. We also have really large fans installed. In the winter, we're going to have heaters, which is a first for out here, and that should really help with the freeze days.
There's also a music stage, and he says visitors will see many new farmers and much more produce.
Any produce that you see here, you're going to see a sign that'll say conventional, chemical-free, or organic, what the product is, price per pound or by basket, in the city, in the state it came from.
The Rubios have been selling Parker County peaches, Jacksonville plums, and other produce for at least 3 generations.
Grandma worked this place. And my dad, now me, you know, it's been here a long time.
That's Benita Rubio. He says the revamp of the sheds, the addition of the living spaces, and doubling parking to about 700 spots will attract more families and younger customers.
2014, so we didn't catch up with times. This market's outdated. Prices are outdated. Profits are outdated. So we're going to get a new start, a new beginning.
When it's all done, at the end of 2016, says Rubio, the construction and delay in business will all be worth it. Dua Hli Saikau-Tau, KERA News.